Joe asked me to write about the gathering of lights. And so I did. And I gave what I felt was one of my finest presentations on how molecules come together and create something greater than themselves, and the atomic worlds, and how each of us has an inner light that when it shines forth through certain impetus, it increases in volume and becomes a light shining in the darkness and makes a difference in the world. And I said a whole bunch of stuff, and this gal later said, you know, you said some pretty cool things. I said, I can't remember. I was moved upon it, and I didn't record it. She said, well, I did, and you should listen to yourself. Okay. So I did, and I, you know what, there was some good stuff. So out of that assignment, I wrote this book. It took me about 10 years to write it, and I sold a bunch of copies to some people here. I hope maybe you still have it. Yeah. And it's How to Create Heaven on Earth is really the title, and by working together and gathering the lights and the energy and how our illumination expands, what's that word, exponentially. Three have the power of nine. Nine have the power of 81, and on and on. It's a self-help book. So it's designed to help us each prepare for this next step that we're taking into the molecular order. Now I want to talk a little bit about a subject that's interested me since my missionary days, and that is the kingdom of God on the earth. The crux of the whole situation boils down to that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God on this earth, on the earth, and its righteousness, the right use of energy, and all these things will be given unto you. How does that work? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All right, now we talked a little bit about the kingdom, the kingdoms of God. Just to recapitulate, what are they? The five kingdoms.
Mineral.
Animal. Well, there's something between minerals and animals.
Plants.
The plants, the vegetables.
Oh,
yeah. And fourth one?
Human.
Fifth one?
Soul.
Okay, well, the human is actually the soul kingdom in the solar system. We are the soul. So we're the fourth of the seven. But actually, there's only five that we're going to talk about. And the fifth one is the God kingdom, the spiritual kingdom where the masters live and dwell. Okay. So all these kingdoms, these five kingdoms, serve a greater purpose. The purpose of the one life, the universal intelligence, God, the infinitesimal, undefinable God. What about you, Joe? Are you a kingdom?
Yeah. Kingdom unto myself, I guess.
You are a kingdom unto yourself. You are a kingdom of God. You have everything inside of you that God has created outside of you. If you look through an electron microscope at Larry, that would be scary, wouldn't it? But if you did, you would see molecular arrangements down to the atomic level, subatomic level, that correspond to what's going on out into our solar system, the macrocosm, to the galaxies, and beyond. So you are a kingdom unto yourself. You're a kingdom of God or Goddess. That's why the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God within you. Because until you connect your personality, and like Michael was saying, with the soul, to your spirit or your monad within, until you really work on that, until you look at that, until you listen to yourself, until you meditate and go within, you're really of no use as a server or a molecular participant. Because how can you be? You don't know yourself. Don't let him out. He's going to stay in here. He's the next member of our group. Bring your friends. Okay, that's why coaching is important. Each of us becomes a coach as we spread this message. Once you go within and start seeing who you really are and you want to share it, Coaching, that's what I learned when I was in L.A., is nothing more than sharing what you know and helping people get on the right path and stay on the right path and deal with any adversity that comes up into their lives in an effective way. Okay, so when we connect with our higher spiritual self and our personality through the soul, what symbol does that create? There's your lower personality. There's your higher triad, your atomic, monadic, divine bodies, and you're connected right there. Now, when they connect, you open the door not only to your personal power, but to physical immortality, which becomes even more pronounced in a molecular order where we can stay focused and connected, and where all of us see eye to eye. So now when enough people seeking the kingdom of God within come together, join together, what does that create? It creates the kingdom of heaven on earth. So the kingdom of heaven on earth happens when people go into their highest mind, their spiritual self, and they connect with other people doing that. And then we open the doors of heaven. And that's how the inner connects with the outer. God within and God without. Okay. Everything is given to us. How? Because what I have is I share with you. Because we're equal. We're brothers and sisters in the light. So if you've got a helicopter, I get a key. I got a bicycle. You get to use it. Okay, so basically what that means is in a united order, we all share because we're not that attached to things like we were in the old way of thinking. So these doors begin to open over and over to us. Now, the next step is to connect with, once we got our own connection going, to create the link between the kingdom that we create, kingdom of heaven, and the planetary hierarchy that Joe was talking about earlier. So take one of these. Each of you can have one and pass one on down. This printout I got from one of these Alice Bailey books, Initiation Human and Solar. If you're going to read one book this year, if you're going to order one book this year, order Initiation, Human, and Solar. It will inspire you in a way that none of these other books, these are all good books, but this is the first Alice Bailey book, and I tell you, it just it will expand your mind in a way you never thought possible.
There's a bigger version.
Initiation, Human, and Solar by Alice A. Bailey. Now, the interesting thing about the kingdom of God is comprised of all these masters, starting off at the very top with the solar logos, down to the planetary hierarchy led by Sanat Kumara, the Ancient of Days, the one initiator, and under him are the three Kumaras, or Buddhas of activity. And underneath them, they are connected with the three departmental heads, the second of which is the Christ, or the world teacher. Masters operate under him. If you move to the right, under the intelligence aspect, follow it down, you'll see where Master Jesus is. These are all souls that have gone through up to their fifth initiation on this planet. And their one goal is to aid and assist in the development of humanity and make this a better world for us to live in. That's why they are here. Their own progression as a part of it, but their hands are down to us, like our hand is up to them, like we're on the ladder. So they're waiting. They're waiting for some group of people to get enough light to see the next step in human evolution, which is exactly what creating a molecular order is about. It's about preparing the mind, the soul, the personality, to get rid of any imperfections. It's true, you don't have to be perfect, but your imperfections are kind of held in abeyance that kind of disappear. You shift in your consciousness and your way of being to a place where you no longer use foul language, you no longer smoke, you no longer drink, you don't tell bad stories, you don't lie. Because you're in with a group whose energy is high enough to sustain you in a positive way, and you no longer do those things. They just leave your system. So these enlightened beings are waiting. They're waiting, and they're as excited about us walking through that door as we are about walking through it ourselves. All right, so this is the kingdom of God that we are to seek. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the gods. And we, becoming gods, which is what Joe and I defended when defending Joseph Smith and the fact that we are becoming gods, defended. So in becoming gods, we're preparing ourselves to connect with this planetary hierarchy. Now the kingdom of heaven is a little bit different. To understand what heaven is, let's look at what we think heaven is. Any ideas? What's heaven?
Living with my wife.
Aww. Oh, give him a gold star. Okay, that's good. Heavenly. Anything? What else is heaven?
Greater peace.
Greater peace?
Yeah.
All right. Are you feeling inner peace? Kinda. Good.
I think it would be just pure love for all humanity to be heaven.
True love for all humanity. That would be heavenly.
Princess Bride.
Okay. Well, last year we defined in my presentation heaven as the creative mind of God, the high level of consciousness where all creation begins. That's when you go to that high place and you get ideas and intuition sparks. That's a heavenly place that you go to. The Old Testament defines heaven as the higher ethers where celestial orbs or bodies revolve. Also, to be lofty as perhaps in a way of thinking or being. Lofty, lifting yourself up. The New Testament defines heaven as elevation, as in a mountain lifting itself above the plain. The abode of God, by implication, happiness, power, eternity, celestial, specifically the gospel of Christianity. Okay, heaven. So the highest creative aspect of God, where all things originate spiritually, from a vision in the mind to reality in the material worlds. Everything you see around you came from heaven, came from some creative aspect in the mind. And where is the mind of God?
Everywhere.
Michael, where's the mind of God?
Everywhere.
And my wife. My wife's the mind. Well, we all are the minds of God. God works through us his magic to perform. Okay. A place where the righteous or the elect have gathered, presided over by God. A state of mental awareness or higher consciousness. We create heaven or hell in the here and now. Each of us has power to create whatever life we desire by the decisions we make and the path we take. The power of God is in your words, your choices, at your fingertips. This is your wake-up call to choose a higher way. When we ascend to our highest state of consciousness and open the mind of God within us, do we not ascend the throne of heaven? When we connect with our spiritual divinity in the land of Peniel, do we not walk in heavenly skies? Nowhere in the Bible does it say you die to go to heaven. That's a dark age myth perpetrated upon the souls of the unconscious, non-thinking men and women of a different age, and needs to be blotted out in today's thinking. Now, during the dark ages, the Middle Ages, times were tough. I mean, substandard living conditions, corrupt religious and political systems, no electricity, no canned foods, no toilet paper. So for those people, they had to project happiness in heaven into some future place. And since they didn't believe in reincarnation, it had to be someplace after they died. Okay, so after I die, I'm going to go to heaven. That started up in Dark Age mentality, probably perpetrated by the priests who didn't know any more about the Bible than the average guy. In fact, to be a priest or a religious teacher, you actually paid for the position. So, you know, that's why the Reformation took place, was to correct all the corruption that was going on in the Catholic Church. And part of which was some of these teachings about, no, you can't be in heaven until you're dead. Well, okay. That's what they thought. Here's an interesting scripture by Philip. He said, "Those who say we die first and then rise are in error. If they do not receive the resurrection while they live, when they die, they will receive nothing." Nothing. So you got to do it here and now, people. And what better way than to do it in good company? The company that we're in.